The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
More trouble on the streets of Dublin. Antisocial behaviour, drug use and vandalised cars have resulted in a request to shut down a short roadway on Ormond Place. So is the council taking constructive action or are we giving up on the city? As former Dublin City Planner Kieran Rose thinks, and he joins me now. Kieran, good morning.
Hi, Pat.
Now, I went on Google Maps to have a look at the lane. I would have walked it, I think, perhaps when I was going to school or coming back from school back in the day, but I had no recollection really of it. Tell me about it, where exactly it is.
It's just on the north side of the Liffey there, beside the quays. And as you say, like the proposal to close it is, it's just like really giving up on the city. It's saying that we can't manage it, we can't maintain it properly.
Just to be clear about this, this place, which is called Ormond Place, is parallel to Ormond Quay. It's a stone's throw from the forecourts. It is a stone's throw from the Bridewell, where the Gardaí operate. There is a proposal to close it down. What is reported to be going on in Ormond Place?
Various antisocial activities, possibly drug using or, jumping maybe and stuff like that. But it's also kind of very close to the civic offices who are meant to manage, the city properly.
Yeah, literally it is across the river. And if you had a good arm, it would be a stone's throw from the top, from the rooftop of the civic offices. You might even hit the roof of a house in Ormond Place.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, the people, the managers in the city council should be out walking around the city, not sitting in their offices and driving home from their basement car park and finding out what's going on in the city and seeing how they can sort it out. That's their role, their management. And the councillor's role is to hold the management to account. And it's unfortunate that in this case that some of the councillors seem to be proposing closing down the lane rather than telling management, look after it properly, manage it. If there's a problem, manage it.
Now, councillors respond to their constituents, don't they? They want to get re-elected.
Yeah.
So they're getting complaints from their constituents who live there or perhaps operate a small business there, who are saying this is intolerable, what's going on here, cars vandalised, drug use apparent and so on. So they're saying the only thing to do is to exclude anyone other than the residents or with proper business to be done. What is the proposal exactly? Are they going to put a gate across it?
That's usually the solution. And as you say, the people, property owners have a key to the gate so they can get in, to get access to their property and stuff like that. But recently, the new Taoiseach announced that he was setting up a task force to look at all of the issues and the problems of Dublin City in terms of, antisocial activities, drugs, violence, drug dealing, and so on. And this is a classic case of an issue, a problem that needs to be sorted out in a positive way, not just giving up on the city and saying we can't handle it, we can't manage it, the guards can't handle it, the city council can't handle it, nobody can handle it.
It seems to me that given it's so close to the Bridewell and given that Gardaí patrolling the area are now supposed to give a half an hour of their shift to guiding the traffic along the quays or whatever, it seems to me that, a good Garda presence, I don't know how they feel about CCTV because obviously it'll be available to look at everyone's comings and goings and maybe under GDPR or one of these mad things, we don't know what the residents might feel about being observed all the time. But there may be other ways other than putting everyone behind lock and key.
Totally. I mean, a number of years ago, the city council had a very good project called Love the Lanes, because the lanes are a fantastic part of a city. When we go abroad to European cities, we love these little narrow lanes where you have a coffee shop and so on. So they're part of the character and the history of the city, and they should be treasured rather than treated as some kind of nuisance. We should learn how to deal with them. And one of the Love the Lanes projects was for a laneway just off Dane Street that led down into Temple Bar. And they dickied it up, you know, they painted the surface, the ground surface and the walls and did murals and all that kind of stuff. And it's open. It's still open currently, you know, so it can be done.
The question of closing off a road, what is the legal process? Because I'm told this is not a laneway by designation, it's a roadway. Whether it's a lane or a road, are there particular legal considerations that must be taken into account before they block off a public right-of-way?
It's a decision that has to go before the city councillors. So the city councillors have to agree it.
And do they have the legal power to say to Joe Soap, sorry, you can't go, you can't take that shortcut to school or to work or whatever anymore because we, the councillors, have decided that you can no longer gain access. So they have the right to extinguish the right-of-way that all citizens have over any space in the city.
They do. In theory, they do. I suppose, you know, that when they're considering it and when the management, you know, the traffic people are considering it, they consider, is there an alternative route, you know? But you make a very good point because now, you know, this thing about active travel, we're trying to get people to walk more and not to use their cars and stuff like that. And as you say, walking to school. So these laneways are often the most convenient, easiest, quickest route for pedestrians. And we shouldn't be closing them off.
Hmm. Now, there are cars parking presumably on Ormond Place. The residents have cars. So there would have to be big lockable gates to effectively close off this.
Yes. And there are all sorts of, you know, issues then, like what about fire access for fire vehicles and so on? And it seems like a sledgehammer to crack a nut. You know, you erect these big gates and the gates may need planning permissions, so that it would be a separate process because it's development as distinct from closing down the laneway. And then the gates are often ugly, you know, they're that, you know, kind of metal gates like it, and there's so many negative things about. Yeah.
Now,
about,
I presume, you know, if Ormond Place is how the drug dealers and their customers perceive to be a safe place to do their business, presumably that business will still go on elsewhere. So it'll just move to another laneway, another place.
Yes, I mean that's true, but equally.
I'm saying if you shut down one place, they will find another place to do their business and annoy another cohort of citizens.
Yes, but then it's up to the guards and the city council and all the responsible authorities to disrupt the drug trade, you know, to move them on and not to kind of tolerate that, you know, some parts of the city are okay to deal drugs. And other parts aren't. So we'll just...
Now, you know, Kieran, and I'm sure you did. Did you work in the city offices yourself as a planner? So you would have had a view from certain windows of that monolith, that is the city offices, of the bridge at Merchants Quay, where open drug dealing happens all the time.
Yes.
So...
And it's kind of got worse recently. And like cities are complex places, you know, and they need effective maintenance and management, proper, you know, overseeing of issues and problems. And so we can sort these things out, or at least we can make them much, much better.
Is it a problem that we have kind of a division of labour? We have the Gardaí who are empowered to police the streets. We have the councillors who will respond to their electorates on all their issues. But then we've the city management, which kind of does its own thing under some sort of direction from the councillors, but not a lot from what I hear.
No, I mean, like the chief executive of the city council and of all the other county councils, they're very, very powerful. And the councillors have very little power. to affect what's done on a day-to-day basis. And that's why we need directly elected mayors, you know, so that they are would be accountable to the people. It's again this thing that we think we can manage cities, like as if Ireland is incompetent, whereas other cities, you know, in Europe, again, I go back to that, you know, they're clean, they're often much safer, they're better policed, and they don't go around closing off lanes because we can't be bothered.
Yeah, but most, if not all, of those cities are policed by armed officers. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Yeah.
So any of the ne'er-do-wells who, at the moment, they'll just give lip to the Gardaí, yeah, many of whom are younger than themselves, just fresh out of Temple Moor, and maybe don't have an urban background, certainly not that kind of urban background. And these lads will just give them lip and head off into the night, you know, at a whim. There'll be no paddy wagon to round them up. There's no room in the prisons anyway, and who knows what the judges will do to even serial offenders. We need a rethink, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, there's been these awful racist attacks, you know, which are horrible and terrible. And maybe it's because they're publicised now, but that seems to be a recent thing, and it seems to be like a rise of racism and right-wing kind of action in Ireland, and it doesn't seem to be policed. There was a photograph on social media of Minister Roderick O'Gorman's house being festooned with posters and placards and stuff like that, racist ones. And in it, you can see two... And the right-wingers are blocking the traffic on in front of his house. And there's two Garda cars in the background. There seems to be a kind of a toleration of...
Yeah, and that kind of thing should not be tolerated. That's clearly a crime. And you know, people are doing this with impunity. And the Garda would say, well, it's totally better rather than provoke the mini-riot that might happen if the Garda moved in. But it's an affront to democracy, really, when a minister's own home is targeted in this way, not Dáil Éireann, and yet the Gardaí stand idly by. We'll be told for operational reasons they didn't move in, or maybe they did in the end, but the social media post was presumably up by then. So we got to get a grip. Isn't that the message? Get a grip.
Totally. I mean, and it's like allowing it to happen only encourages more of it to happen, because they think, well, you know, if the people were lifted and taken off and charged, you know, the others mightn't do it the next time, or they would be less likely to do it the next time. And you know, you referred to the need for, you know, coordination between the city council and the guards. Well, there are these policing committees, you know, that operate in all, you know, parts of the country, and that's the forum where, you know, issues should be sorted out and should be seen in advance, you know, not waiting until it's got really, really bad and the residents are totally fed up. It should be kind of sorted out quickly.
All right, Ciarán, thank you very much for joining us. That's a former Dublin city planner, Ciarán Rose. Some of the comments coming in: what's the legality of blocking the right of way because of antisocial behaviour when adequate policing could solve the problem? Well, you heard Ciarán's answer. The councillors have the power to do this, any particular stretch of road. Dublin's crime problem won't be fixed until we start admitting that a cohort of the people who live there at taxpayers' expense are the problem, not the streets or the traffic or the dereliction. It's actually some, and we stress some, of the residents. What is more than obvious now is that Minister McEntee needs to resign. We need a whole new regime and zero tolerance to all of this antisocial behaviour. Plus, we need a new large prison built. Well, that is probably true, and it's not, you know, lock them all up. It's just, it is unacceptable that in a brand new prison like Cork, from which we did a programme, that people are doubling up on rooms that were designed for single occupancy. Instead of dealing with the problem of antisocial behaviour, we're closing down streets and laneways. Lazy governance at its best. That's from Chris. Laws have to be changed. The thugs on the streets know well there is no consequence. No prison if caught. So 7 days working on a chain gang on the road is what these scumbags need. That's from an anonymous texter.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.